This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
So how do we affect body composition and get and increase our muscle mass and hopefully decrease our adiposity, which means our fat mass? But we really want to focus on how do we increase our muscle mass? Strength training increases lean muscle mass in relationship to fat mass. So it's going to increase your muscle mass the most of any type of exercise you can do. So strength training, there are options for everyone. You can do body weight exercises like push-ups, squats, lunges, plank, side plank. There's options for exercise in the chair. You can do yoga on a mat or on a chair. You can do Pilates, and you can do weight training. And weight training, you want to be training all the major muscle groups if you're doing strength training with weights. And this would be like pushing and pulling exercises like push-ups or pull-ups or chest press or row, deadlifts or hinging, squats. There's all different kinds of weightlifting exercises, and there's ability to scale them to any body's ability. There's this great thing called the Key 3, which if you don't know where to get started, this is a great place to start. And this is, you could do this even without weights, just laying on the ground, doing a chest press, like this man on the right. This is a row where he's pulling it up next to his body. And this is a squat where he's squatting against the wall and holding the weight. But you can also just squat against the wall without the weight. You don't even have to use a weight sometimes if you're not trained yet. The benefits of strength training: lower insulin more than any type of exercise, so that lowers diabetes risk. It's the best way to increase muscle mass and decrease sarcopenia. It improves relative muscle strength to help you do aerobic exercise. And it helps people with coordination, balance, bone strength, flexibility, and tendon strength. It also improves quality of life because people can do more things and lowers the risk of fractures and falls and being placed in a nursing home.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.